You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Yo.
All right, there you are. You're on Bluetooth now. How about them apples?
Well, sure, if it works, fine for me. Yeah, I'm giving you a wired connection.
Well, thank you for that. I normally have it wired, but I found my phone was at 4%. And then you can't charge your phone and still use it in a 3.5-millimeter analog output because that dipshit Tim Cook, or maybe it was Steve Jobs, said, we got to get rid of the headphone jack. Get rid of it entirely. Make it thinner. Make it lighter. Nobody uses it. Fuck you guys to the moon.
You know why? Their AirPod business is, if you just took their AirPod business and separated that out from the rest of Apple, it would still be one of the 100 biggest companies in America.
And you don't think that AirPods and wireless headphones would be able to fight on their own to get people to unplug their headsets?
I didn't like it. And, you know, when it first came out, I'm like, look, I got really good headphones. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to switch it out. But you know what? God, the convenience. No, you know, no wire.
Oh.
And the AirPods sound great.
Oh, yeah. No, it's ridiculous to even be plugged into anything anymore. And most people aren't. Even my daughter, who resisted at first, she's like, oh no, these old Bose headphones, which plug in, to my laptop where I watch my YouTube podcasts. They're just fine. And then force fed her some Bose QC45s and she's never gone back. My wife was similar with her phone on her calls with work and school. I said, honey, AirPods. And she says, I don't need those. Besides, I'll probably lose. Oh, now she loves them. She walks around the kitchen, around the house and everything.
I hate to say it, but I've switched over and I'm not going back. And Apple might have been right all along.
That said, I hear a slight diminution in the quality of your voice coming through the Bluetooth channel on my Rodecaster Pro original version. So I don't know what to do. I'm going to hear it the whole podcast. I'm guessing you, dear listeners, probably won't hear it.
I hear a slight difference, but it isn't bad, and it doesn't stop us from being able to converse freely and openly and, you know, without any concern about what you're actually saying. I mean, you know, normally I have concern about what you're saying due to the content of what you're saying, because it's typically moronic. But in this case, it will not be because I don't understand what you're saying.
You're the one who thinks Caddyshack is overrated.
It is. It is overrated as a movie. It's a good movie. It's a good comedy. I'm not going nearly as far.
And you say I'm the moron. What was your other very controversial take?
No. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation sucks. Oh. It is so patently unfunny, Zabe. Okay. It is appropriate for a funeral, not a day of celebration.
And you hate pumpkin spice with every fiber in your being, despite the fact that it's quite apparently a popular flavor.
So popular that the rollout on it has over 10 years. The rollout has moved from it used to be like 2 weeks leading up to Halloween, and then it advanced itself into roughly the beginning of October. And now here we are in mid-August, and it's game on with the pumpkin spice everything. And I hate it. And allow me to remind your listeners who have already been hearing this for as long as I've been bitching about it, which is about a decade. It is squash. You know, when you are getting, quote, pumpkin, you are getting a squash. And if you think having squash and milk together tastes good, that's on you. What is wrong with you? It is not good.
You know, it's a possibility that you, my friend, are the one who's wrong. Dun, dun, la, 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 dun. Here we go, charge.
Look at cuckoo, look at cuckoo. Look at cuckoo, look at cuckoo.
Good day. A rare Monday appearance. All the Andy Poland stands out there.
There aren't any Andy Poland.
They'll be mad because this is normally his day, but this is Church's busy season. He's trying to camp a few more times with his lovely bride Roxy and their dogs. So this is why you are living on a Monday. We need to figure out what day you're going to live on this fall. Do you have a preference?
I think we did Tuesdays last year, which is a pretty good spot for me. Although Thursdays also work because Thursdays I'm all prepped up for the weekend by Thursday. So maybe we did Thursday last year. I don't remember. I think we did Thursday.
I don't remember either. But I do think Tuesdays make sense for this simple reason: you will be able to help dissect what happened from the weekend in the NFL because you watch all of it thanks to your fantasy business and passion and acumen. So Tuesday is a good day to really get through it because, you know, Monday's podcast during football season won't get put to bed until Sunday night late. So you know how it is. It takes a long time to go through the autopsies of all 16 games. Well, not all 16, but at least 12, 13 games on Sunday.
Yeah. A typical Sunday's got about that many. Now, I have two AV things for you related to the NFL Sunday ticket.
I've got an AV thing for you as well. Plus one more tech item to talk about regarding Apple. But go ahead with yours.
So, you know, I got to have NFL Sunday ticket. It's not a question of do I want it or not. It is a job requirement for me to have NFL Sunday tickets. So I had to subscribe to YouTube television.
You didn't want to. Why not?
No. Because I'll watch it. I don't like, there's almost no channels that I even care about anymore other than what I'm subscribed to. Okay. Netflix, HBO Max, Amazon, that's, you know, and then give me football and I'm happy. And in my case, Valley Sports North, so I can watch the Twins, the Timberwolves, and the Wild.
So in other words, you've basically said, I don't watch linear TV anymore.
I don't. Okay. And commercials, what? Here, give me a break. Who the hell watches commercials? Right. So I had to subscribe. It was $400 for the NFL Sunday ticket. And after taxes and fees and everything else, about $80 a month for YouTube TV. When it used to be cord cutting was cheap. There once upon a time, you'd cord cut your $100 cable bill down to like $40. But those days are completely over. And apparently my $80 is subsidizing a bunch of channels I don't give a rat's ass about, frankly. You know, whatever. The cooking channels and the homemaking channels and all that stuff. Don't care, but apparently I'm going to pay for those.
Right. Well, they say that YouTube is going to really do some good stuff with the Sunday ticket that DirecTV refused to do, including let you chop up your 16:9 screen into four equal quadrants with no fluff, no filler, no stupid borders you didn't ask for, and be able to seamlessly flip the audio between the four screens, which on a big screen home theater TV renders my expensive and sometimes cumbersome 3-TV setup in the 5-hour energy dome basically unnecessary. Could be a good thing.
Here's the problem. Zabe, here's the problem. Only four screens going. On DirecTV, I could split it eight ways. And most of the time, you had either eight or nine early games. And so I could watch virtually all the games at one time.
Charge.
Now I can only split it four ways. Now,
charge. Yeah, go ahead.
I can only split it four ways. I need to be able to watch all eight games. So now what I got to do is I have to figure out a way to, like, wheel in another TV. I'm going to buy some kind of a cart or something for a TV so I can have another big screen TV.
You act like this is some specialty item. I actually have not one but two different TV stands on wheels that I purchased off of Amazon for various reasons. They're easily obtained. So don't worry about having to wheel it in with your Sherpas and your bodybuilders. You're not wheeling in your dad's TV from 1979.
With the entertainment console that stretched 12 feet long.
Exactly. Hold on. Let me get my point in here. When you are, quote, watching those eight games on the one DirecTV channel, I call bullshit. You were squinting at the tiniest of little ants in the tiny little boxes trying to figure out who was that who actually scored. And without listening, it's hard to tell. I sat on that 8-box screen every now and then on my 110-inch projector screen. It was too small, Charge. Eight's too many.
I have the 120-inch, and you could suffice. It was not ideal, but you could see, you know what's happening. You know who's catching the ball. It worked. It worked pretty well. Now, they did have some fluff around the edges, which you mentioned. That always bugged me that they didn't, like, totally fill the screen on DirecTV. Because that's precious inches around the eight screens that they let go. And I never understood or liked that. But at 120 inches divided up, it really wasn't that bad. But now, I'm going to have a 75. I don't know what I'm going to do because, Dave, you've seen my setup. I got the 120 inch right in front of my big old Barca lounger.
I know.
Right? What, am I going to wheel the other TV in front of it? Am I going to try to go beside it? I'm going to wheel in like a 65 inch TV. It's going to be ridiculous next to it, in front of it. It's a huge hassle.
Go buy eight iPad minis for $329 a piece at Costco or Amazon or something like that. Line them up on a table in front of you. Sit crisscross applesauce on the floor about 2 feet away from them. It'll feel like it is eight giant screens.
Oh, I love it. Now, will YouTube let me do 8 separate streams at the same time?
If you buy YouTube, if you buy the highest level of YouTube, they allow unlimited streaming on unlimited devices in your house.
Oh, I like that.
On the same network, though. I think they geofence it by network, but
yeah, my same Wi-Fi network, which it would be anyway.
Listen,
the strain in that case, the strain on my Wi-Fi to give me high def imagery on 8 simultaneous TVs. I don't know if it could take it.
We could be sailing into a complete disaster come week one. YouTube may have wildly underestimated their bandwidth needs, their server needs. And every company that, you know, says, all right, we're going to do this thing, it's big, ambitious, but don't worry, we got the servers, we've got the bandwidth. Half the time they realize, no, we really don't fucking have the bandwidth. And the shit crashes. I think it's a coin flip chance that there's not major YouTube problems in week one. There is, however, with YouTube and Sunday Ticket, there's a student rate they're rolling out. As if it was a necessary thing for students and they want to cut them a break. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Now, they had that at DirecTV as well, but it was always because the students couldn't put up dishes in their in their dorm rooms.
But so they sure as goddamn can log on to YouTube on their app MacBook Pro. So maybe they should just pony up the full amount. Or guess what? You ain't getting no NFL, buddy.
Yeah, they don't want that. They want to keep feeding. They always need to be creating new young fans that can be lifetime fans, right? The last thing they want to do is price out a bunch of impressionable 20-year-olds who could be lifelong, God forbid, Viking fans.
October 1986, San Nicolas Dormitory, UC Santa Barbara, the Harvard of the West. The Angels are playing in a high-leverage postseason game, and Dave Henderson hits a home run off of Donnie Moore of the Angels. Dave Henderson of the Boston Red Sox hits a towering shot off a reliever, Donnie Moore, my buddy, John Peterson, who was a huge Red Sox fan for reasons I didn't understand growing up in Vacaville, California. You can go Google where that is. And I were watching as just three guys in this TV room at San Nicolas Dorms at UC Santa Barbara, which had one decent-sized 4x3 standard def TV. And the reason was we were in there is ain't nobody else even had TV in their dorm rooms, much less internet. Now, Donnie Moore would famously go on to commit suicide, which is a very tragic footnote to that. Not entirely because he gave up a big home run in the playoffs. There's other demons rattling around inside, but that's how far we've come. We've come from me, John Peterson, and three other sports-loving hardos in this TV room in a dorm freshman year of college to now, well, we'll give you a break on the $400 you're going to have to pay to watch the NFL. And when you start parsing it down from, well, this one's a nationally televised 4 o'clock Eastern game anyway, and this one's on Sunday Night Football, and this one's on Monday night, and this one's on Thursday on Amazon. What are you getting for your Sunday ticket? Pretty small pie. It's the bag of chips that you open up and is really, really light. Right?
Which is most of them, by the way. Yes. Settling may occur in transit.
Right.
You're not fooling anybody.
We ship by weight, not by volume. So calm down, everybody.
Yeah, but you know what? When we're sitting there in the aisle at our local Safeway, we're making the call by size of the bag, not weight of the bag. You know, that's just the way the human brain works, and they've figured that out, and they've thinned our cereal, and they've emptied our chip bags.
Yeah. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, let's get to the NFL, shall we? And I'll save my technological rant, or not rant, but my technological discovery, I guess it would be, for the end of the podcast today. And let's start with this. It constantly amazes me that the supposedly smart NFL people still act like dum-dums when it comes to watching August football, because they will assign meaning to outcomes in games and performances when you and I know that this is all an illusion. Funhouse mirrors. Not a damn thing can be gleaned from these performances other than, Charge, other than a rookie or two who's popping that was either undrafted or a late round pick that we all realize, okay, looks like the league fucked up on this guy. Everything else doesn't matter.
Okay. I disagree with your fundamental take on this in a couple of regards. Now, you are correct that there's still way too much attention to wins and losses when the teams aren't even playing to win. They're not playing to win. The Vikings lost 8 straight times because Kevin O'Connell doesn't give a rat's ass about playing his starters and winning the game. Some do care. The Ravens have won, what, 26 straight? I mean, the Ravens go out and they play to win these preseason games. But
well,
I think
they're not just not playing to win. They'll stop playing the game with 10 minutes to go like the Packers did with the Patriots because Isaiah Bolden got hurt and got carted off the field.
And that's the nature of this game. Now, sooner or later, these whole things will probably go away.
Oh,
we'll move on with our lives entirely.
We're steamrolling towards that day, because when two teams decide to call off 10 full minutes of a game because an injury looked bad, shit, you gotta be kidding me.
Yep.
The guy that almost died of a heart attack is back playing again. When everyone thought, oh my God, he's just gotta live. Please live, DeMar Hamlin. Please don't die. It'll be the greatest gift ever. You can go on and live a long, fruitful life and give lecture. What? He's playing again? He's playing football again? The fuck? Are you crazy? So yeah, so you want to say you can glean something off of this, Charge?
You can.
No, you can't. No,
you can't.
No, you can't. Okay, now, what did you glean after week two of the preseason?
Plenty. Lots of cheat sheet changes. I'm watching guys and I'm trying to find people who stand out as clearly being different. Last year, Damian Pierce. I'm looking at this Houston running back going, dang, this dude belongs. And he, you know, tore up the first couple of preseason games. They didn't even play him in the third one. I'm like, they already know they got their guy. As an example from last year. This year, I'm looking at guys like Tank Bigsby in Jacksonville. So turned into my favorite sleeper. I was most optimistic about him heading into preseason. He's had two stellar games that tell me he belongs, because I can see the traits at the NFL level. I'm like, well, you know, the stuff we saw in college looks like it's going to translate. I love the dramas. Anthony Richardson's going to start. Sam Howell's my favorite quarterback sleeper. Sam Howell, how's he look? Does he look good? Does he get named the starter? Yes! I'm excited about this.
This is
I
because
care.
It, okay, you can care and you can be excited, but if you refuse to acknowledge that all of this is meaningless, you're still missing the boat. You don't know what you're looking at in the preseason. There is such a hobnob and a mishmash of players who would be playing otherwise in these games. Mm-hmm. And games are 60-minute titanic battles in which the outcome goes, it's a one-score game, and the outcome doesn't get decided until the final 3 minutes anyway. And they're not even playing anyone of note past the first half now. So you don't know how these games are going to actually be won when it's all said and done. Also, with your hot rookies, I'm sure you've seen this Emmanuel Wilson kid for the Packers. Undrafted, and through two games, he's got 174 yards rushing, most in the NFL.
Yeah.
8.3 yards an attempt, most in the NFL. Two rushing touchdowns, seven missed tackles forced, six rushing first downs. He's undraftable. He'll never get carries. He may not make the team with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. So there's a perfect example right there.
The third round, or the third team slappies who lead the NFL in rushing yards usually get cut. Yes. And, but you know that before the season even starts. We're looking for special traits and great storylines. And, I just think there's a lot of people that get snobby about the NFL preseason. Let me know when the real players are going. As I take off my top hat and polish my monocle. People that are like that.
You're right.
Look, if I'm having fun, just let me have fun.
There is that flex. There is that flex of I'm better than this, I'm better than you, and where's the gray poupon?
Yeah.
I understand that. I am straddling one foot on each side of this. On the one foot, it's, yes, these games are important to the coaches, necessary for the players. But for us fans, they're meaningless. Because we don't even know what's being presented as schemes or game plans.
Sometimes true.
We don't know how hard these guys are actually going. And most games aren't decided till the fourth quarter. That said, there are some notable, interesting things popping right now in the preseason. Where do you want to start with this? Anthony Richardson gets the starting nod in Indianapolis thing right out of the gate?
Let's go there, because he's the kind of guy that is going to win or lose fantasy championships potentially. And, because the skill set is so good for fantasy. We really want rushing quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson. Those are four of my top five highest rated quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes for fantasy purposes. Anthony Richardson has got the athleticism to be another Lamar Jackson. We don't know if he can pass yet. But to a degree, it doesn't even matter, Zabe, because I get a full point for every rushing yard. If he runs for 50 yards and a touchdown, it doesn't even matter what he does with his arm at that point, because that's all gravy. And that's what Anthony Richardson gives you the upside on and why I love having him as my second quarterback. My first quarterback, or I've got somebody else that I take right in that same range so I can fall back if this whole thing falls apart, but go get guys like him, because in a traditional fantasy league, not a guillotine league, you have to get breaks and special things have to happen for you to finish first out of 12. In a guillotine league, it's the opposite. We're looking for all steady guys, and we don't want the upside downside guys. Richardson's got it. And so for everybody in a standard fantasy league, he's exactly the profile you're looking for.
All right. Aaron Rodgers did not play this weekend. He will, however, play in game number 3, the Jets announced. It'll be his first preseason game since 2018. You're telling me new QB, new team, new wideouts, and they didn't want to give him 3 consecutive weeks of looks for 2 drives, 3-4 drives, 1 quarter, 1 half. They didn't want to give him that. Interesting. Wonder why.
I'll tell you why. I know why.
Why?
It started with the Rams 4-ish years ago. They win the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Next preseason, no starters. Like, nobody plays, and it's a copycat league. And everybody's looking at Sean McVay going, this is the smartest coach in football. He's not playing any of his starters ever. So we're going to do that too. So that's what we've got now is a copycat league. Vikings don't play any starters. Lots of teams do that now. And honestly, week one rolls around, you're like, I can't tell the difference. They all look great.
Well, when it comes to quarterbacks, Richardson didn't play at all this weekend. It was Ellinger and Minshew for the Colts. Explain that one.
I can't. To me, that's ridiculous. For a guy who's played, you know, whatever he's got, 20 college games under his belt, not even, I'd be giving him reps in the preseason. I think that feels silly to me.
Yeah. In week one for the Bears, you had the franchise Justin Fields go 3 for 3 for like 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, and they didn't play him this weekend either. They started Nate Peterman, who we know do not want to play under any circumstances.
No, how do you even have him as your backup? Because, you know, he's one of those guys where if your number two comes in, it's an auto L. Your game is over, you know, on Tuesday. It's, you know, it's not even going to resolve on Sunday. He's auto L backup quarterback. And I do not understand how general managers can construct a roster in such a fashion that you don't have a backup quarterback who can win a game for you. Nathan Peterman will auto lose games for Chicago if he's got to come in.
You're telling me you're ready to send Justin Fields out there for 17 consecutive absolute bloodbath 60-minute games, and you're afraid to play him for an extra half of a game cumulative to get ready for the season? Makes no sense. By the way, the Bears and Eberflus says they may go with Tyson Badgett, the rookie out of Shepherd. Tyson Badgett.
Undrafted.
Yes,
yeah.
As
what?
Their backup.
Shepherd, right now, what is the Shepherd mascot?
I don't know.
I don't either. I didn't know Shepherd was a school until now.
Shepherd
College.
Oh, it's a race to Google.
Listeners, who can get it first?
Shepherd College. They're the Rams. They're the Rams. Shepherd University is in Shepherdstown, West Virginia.
Well, it's not very creative now, is it?
They have
not at all. By the way, get this. They're undergrad across four different, you're probably looking at the same page. Undergrads across four different grades. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, 2,700. What the hell? How is this guy on an NFL roster? Is he already the most famous of all possible Shepherd University grads?
It costs $11,000 to go to Shepherd University, and the graduation rate is 48%. So many try.
This feels a lot like community college. And how is Tyson Badgett in the NFL? Who is scouting Shepherd
game? I don't know.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. The Steelers smashed the Bills. Josh Allen did play this week, 7 for 10.
Yeah, they played quite a while. Yeah.
And Kenny Pickett got a no thank you portion of starter reps, went 3 for 4 with a touchdown. They said, that's enough for you.
Let me mention my favorite Bills fantasy sleeper, since we're talking Bills for a second. Last year at this time, everybody was incredibly excited for Gabe Davis, the wide receiver who had come off that playoff run where he had 5 touchdowns and he had 4 in 1 game for the Bills. And at this time last year, he's being drafted in the 4th round of fantasy drafts. Then last year, so he rolls coming into the big expectations, rolls his ankle in week 1 and then plays on the bad ankle all year and has what is ultimately a pretty disappointing season, even though he set career highs in targets, receptions, yards, and touchdowns. But it wasn't didn't meet expectations. So now Gabriel Davis is going off the board in the 8th round. He rolls in healthy in a contract year. And I think I love buying the dip on Gabriel Davis. And I've got him on roster on a bunch of my fantasy teams. Gabe Davis, one of my favorite sleepers.
Okay. In other preseason action, the Jaguars beat the Lions 25-7. And neither Jared Goff for the Lions nor did Sunshine Lawrence play at all in any capacity for the Jaguars. Two teams that haven't done shit in forever.
What do you mean? Both the Jaguars just, they won their the epic win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They went to the second round of the playoffs.
Hey, how about that? Yeah. They went to the playoffs once. They were in the AFC title game not that long ago. But still, two teams, you're like, oh, so what? You've made it now? You don't have to play your quarterbacks at all? Apparently the answer is, yeah, no, we're not going to play them.
Yeah, and in those cases, I don't think I blame either one of those teams. I think they know what they got at quarterback, and they don't have to expose that guy to injury. I don't have a problem with it at all.
C.J. Stroud did play for the Texans, 7 for 12, 60 yards. Tua Tagovailoa did play for the Dolphins this week, 5 for 7, 61 yards. Did you hear Tua Tagovailoa did you hear him do the play call thing with the reporters at Dolphins practice?
No, something went by my Twitter feed, and but I didn't see it. He was trying to get the reporters to say the play name. Isn't that correct?
Yes. And it was fantastic. Here, hopefully you can hear this down the line. Tell me if you can hear the following audio here. Hold on.
Want to repeat it after me?
Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can give you guys a play.
And you can hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
If you guys want to repeat it after me. As if you guys were in the huddle, you guys can. All right. Should I go once or twice saying it?
Once.
Once?
How about go six times and go six times slowly to give us a fucking shot?
All right. We got North Right Clamp, South Fox, H-Top, Pass 38, Top Gumby, XP, Sweat. Let's go.
George? Go ahead, George. What do you say?
I love it. I can't give you any of it back. None of it back.
All right, that's we got fantastic. North Right Clamp, South Fox.
North Right Clamp, South
Clamp, South Fox.
Fox.
Top Pass 38.
H Top Pass 38.
Top Gumby XP.
Sweat.
Gumby? You think Gumby was in there?
Well, the only reason I'm able to read this is it's on TikTok, and I'm watching the TikTok with the captions on it.
Oh, sorry. So somebody captioned it. Now, they could be wrong, too. Who knows? But, yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of plays and, you know, all of that vernacular, have you watched and already talked about the Johnny Manziel bit?
No, but he watched no film as a pro.
Literally none. I mean, Zabe. So they give you the Microsoft Surface, the iPad bits, right? Where you can study on those. He logged no minutes all season. He didn't know the plays. They'd call plays, and he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to go make something happen. Unbelievable.
Well, he's a bag of shit. And a lot of people sense that he was a bag of shit, but the league just looked the other way. So the Browns were the ones that grabbed him, and if they hadn't have grabbed him when they did, somebody else would have grabbed him shortly after that. The Cardinals did not play Kyler Murray. He's still recovering from that knee injury. I guess, is he going to be ready for week one or not? They played a guy by the name of Clayton Tune.
Out of Houston.
Like,
I don't know.
T-U-N-E. Yeah. Name that tune. I could just hear Berman right now using that cheesy joke there. And Mahomes played a lot for the Chiefs. He was 10 for 15, 105 yards and a touchdown, and a jump pass out of bounds that got everyone pretty much, oh, look at this guy.
No, he's Patrick Mahomes. I think we're almost inured to it at this point, Dave. You know,
inured.
This is what he does.
Yes.
Inured, yes.
Yes.
My favorite of the no-name rookies who has, I think, looked fantastic, Dorian Thompson-Robinson for Cleveland. They played three preseason games. He's played most of all three.
DTR is getting people all ginned up right now.
Yeah, he is. But here's the thing. And by the way, Deshaun Watson has looked, by all reports, horrible. I saw a tweet go by a couple of days ago from one of the beat writers who says the next time he completes consecutive passes will be the first time all training camp.
Oh,
like, you got to be kidding me.
My,
that he's not completing anything over 10 yards is a disaster for Deshaun Watson. And they're not giving him playing time either. Dave, what happens if you're the Browns? Kevin Stefanski, career on the line, maybe circling the drain. It's week 10. You're 3-6 with a bye week in there. Deshaun Watson has looked awful, but you owe him $250 million guaranteed dollars, and the best quarterback on roster is Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
That's incredible.
What do you do?
Yeah. I mean, look, this Deshaun Watson thing blowing up will make so many people happy because of what a certified creep he was. Not a criminal, but a creep, for sure. No actual charges, but a creep, for sure. That said, in this Tampa and Jets game, switching to this game, Tampa Bay decided, oh, this week Baker Mayfield admitted that his family stole $12 million from him. Okay, you don't have to play this game. So they ran Kyle Trask out there, and he threw 28 passes, which might have been the most for any starting quarterback in the preseason. And, of course, the Jets did not play Aaron Rodgers. He will play next week. What else from the week that was in the preseason? Your Vikings.
You know who really?
Your Vikings lost to the Titans. Give me a quick nugget on that one right there. Kirk was on the sidelines wearing a helmet, but no pads.
Yeah, they do that. I don't know why. I mean, same thing with Justin Jefferson. They all wear, you know, they'll wear the jersey, and they, I have no idea why they'd have a helmet with them. But there's a one real fantasy angle for the Vikings to follow right now. And that is our running back situation. Ty Chandler is our second year kid who really looked good last preseason. And I'm just not a believer that Alexander Mattison's a special back. And I think sooner or later, Ty Chandler is going to challenge him. And he's looked very good through the two preseason games. And that's one of those sneaky late-round picks that I think is worthy of note here from Minnesota, Ty Chandler. The other guy that really impressed me, we talked about, it's usually young players. So you're looking for like, hey, is there some development with young players? Daniel Jones. They let him play, and it was a couple of long series, and threw, I think it was like, I don't know, 11 of 12 or something. Dude looked awesome, and they've got an emerging talented wide receiver there too. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'm undervaluing Daniel Jones, who runs and passes.
The Vikings didn't play Kirk, didn't play Justin Jefferson, didn't play Madison either. No. Played a bunch of scrubs. The Titans only played Malik Willis at quarterback. And he only threw the ball 17 times. What you talking about, Willis? And that was pretty much it there.
I thought he actually looked pretty good, actually. A lot better than last year, for whatever it's worth.
So you get a little snapshot of just how wildly different teams are deploying their stars and using their starting quarterbacks in the preseason, which is interesting.
And it's all just coaching philosophy, right? The good bettors love the preseason. They are like, you know, we can bet the preseason better than we can bet the regular season.
No, they're fucking lying.
They don't know
what's going to happen. They canceled a game with 10 minutes left.
But here's the thing, Zabe. They know which coaches are trying to win and which don't give a rat's ass, and you can bet that.
Yeah.
And if you know what that case is, then you can go beat the public.
Yeah, they know that, and so does Vegas know that. There's nothing that the people know that Vegas doesn't know. The Niners did start Purdy. He was good, 4 for 5, 65 yards, pulled him. Trey Lance and Sam Darnold mopped up afterwards. There was a lot of reports saying Lance didn't look good, but he was 12 for 18 for $173. Did throw a pick, did throw a touchdown. I have a hard time believing they're just going to throw him out on the street.
No, I think they're going to trade him at some point. And, you know, for his sake, I hope it's sooner than later.
To who? It looks like, for what?
Well, you're going to trade. Good question. Where does Trey Lance go? He probably goes to a team that's got an aging veteran starter. Then they know they don't need to get anything out of Trey Lance for a couple of years. They can just see how he develops, you know, and really see what they got. Right now, what is he going to cost you? A sixth rounder? Some guy who's got a 3% chance of making your roster. So, yeah, I'm actually, you know, if you can absorb, he's got a first-round salary, so assuming you can pay his rookie first-round salary, I think there's some team that's gonna give Trey Lance a fresh start, and I think it'd be smart to do it.
One last preseason note, the Thursday nighter between the Browns and the Eagles, which ended in a tie, which I'm sure Church's, quote, smart bettors had an inkling it would, and they bet the tie at plus 1150 on the money line. That game featured Browns kicker, who is Cade York.
Cade York
missing not one, but two possible game winners before the thing ended in a tie. And then somebody sniffed out that he was retweeting highlights of himself on social media during the game.
During the game, Dave.
Dipshit.
And then he goes out. Then he goes
cut
out and misses
this dummy now.
And by the way, totally against the rules to have any access to a phone or do anything during the game like that. And so he might get fined out of this.
Say my marketing guy runs my social media.
That's
he
probably
was
what's
getting
happening.
Overzealous. Still, I would tell my marketing guy, let's wait till the game's over. I may biff a game winner. Let's wait till it's over.
Kicker guy in Cleveland, Kate York, does not have marketing guy. There's no marketing guy.
Yes, he does.
There's
1,000%. It may be his cousin. It may be an intern.
Girlfriend. Maybe. I don't think so, though.
Okay. Last ad, and then we're out of here because we've had a good run so far. I hope people have suffered through the Bluetooth connection. I still find it subpar.
It's not bad, Dave.
It's not good either, though. Kind of like Deshaun Watson. It's not.
When you go
good.
Back and listen, and I know you're an audio snob, and so am I, and I love that about you. But when you go back and listen, you're going to be like, it's not bad.
Two things. One is Twitter X, or X as it's soon going to be in totality, has pulled the rug on TweetDeck for those who are non-blue check subscribers. A, do you use TweetDeck ever?
I use it especially during the season on Sundays. Because with TweetDeck, I can see more and I can follow more of what's happening and being tweeted than I can on Twitter.
Okay, my old TweetDeck, because they upgraded the software interface, and it's a web app, so you don't have to download any app for it. It's just, if you're logged on to Twitter and you go to your browser, you go to TweetDeck.com, it'll automatically put you right into the environment with your logged in Twitter, which is great.
That's right.
The old TweetDeck had a feature called Collections. And those were columns of tweets you could manually, with your finger and your mouse, click and drag and say, I'm going to collect an entire column of dipshit kicker stories like Cade York.
Right.
And I'm going to label that column kicker stories. Myidiotkicker.com, which I own the domain for. And so,
very nice.
And that has gone away in the new interface that I have on my computers. And I cannot, for the life of me, find out where that feature went. I've Googled, I've read it, deep dived, I'd watched YouTube videos. Twitter's own instructional manual page still refers to collections. They say, from the drop-down menu, choose collections. When you're adding a column.
No can do. Right.
Do you have on your TweetDeck collections?
I'm looking right now, and because I haven't logged into TweetDeck since last football season, so I just pulled it up, and all I have is my own profile looking at what I've tweeted. That's it. Everything else is gone. I don't have it anymore. So, yeah.
So when you go to add column, it says choose one.
Yeah, and I've got about 12 of them here.
Well, all right. It says the following. Home timeline. Lists, communities, search, messages, explore, top articles, profiles, notifications, scheduled tweets, draft tweets, and bookmarked tweets. There is no option for collections. So my question to those out there listening is, the fuck happened? Where are they?
What happened?
What happened? Because it's a very useful thing. I do pay Elon the $8 a month as a tool. Because I pay for all kinds of stuff for my digital domain, from my podcast servers to my listserv to my email list to hosting fees, all kinds of shit. So, yeah, $8 for Twitter, cost of doing business. You're a Musk fanboy. No, I run a fucking business here. But I don't know where it went. It's driving me crazy. I'm going nuts. The second thing
now
is...
Now you know, Zabe, that now you're going to have... Now you're going to be forced to unblock me. I mean, you know, once the block goes away, you're going to have to see all my tweets again.
Wait a minute.
And all the times I tweet at you.
Wait a minute. I blocked you?
I'm just assuming you blocked me, which I can't say I would blame you for.
No, I see your stuff. Am I not responding enough to your tweets?
never enough, Dave.
I'm sorry.
I try
to be very
minimalist. You should be alerted on your phone okay. every time I tweet, lest you miss anything.
The second thing is I have been using this video editor that the kids use a lot on their phones called CapCut to mm-hmm. edit short little videos. And it's quite powerful. It's quite good. I'm becoming very much the fan of it. But my fat fingers make it a bit dicey to get to all the tiny little icons that control splice here, merge there, audio this. So I then went into my drawer and I said, well, let me just grab a pencil here and I'll flip it around. I'll use the eraser.
Oh, yeah. You can use, stylus mode.
No, you can't.
Eraser does not work.
Did you know that the iPhone does not support using a pencil as a stylus? It doesn't support even using their own Apple Pencil.
That is correct.
A stylus on their iPhone. And do you know why that is?
Actually, no, I don't know why.
Because Steve Jobs, before he died, hated the stylus as an input tool. And he said,
he was right.
Over my dead fucking body, will you allow a stylus to ever control my beloved device, the iPhone? So they designed a capacitive touch screen that requires, I think, a little electrical current from a human finger or a stylus that creates said current, which I bought off of Amazon because there are third-party styluses that mimic your finger.
Chinese cheat styluses?
It'll probably explode in flames in my hands and burn my fingers to a crisp. The shit you learn sometimes. ChargeGuillotineLeagues.com is the place to go to sign up, to get in a league, public league, to start your league. You can play for cash, play for whiskey, play for fun, play for God, Queen, and money if you want, and country. But go to guillotineleagues.com. You also have cheat sheets there that are constantly updated with overreactions to preseason football. Like, you know, I got to move Daniel
true.
Jones up. I got to move him up.
Yeah. And I did. Like, he's not throwing 15 touchdowns again this year. He's going to do better than that.
You're like, DTR is in a 16-team league. DTR might be worth a pick in the 14th round. Just saying. Right?
Could be true. Absolutely. Thank you, my friend.
All right. See you, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's a drum solo.
Did you get the sense that Charge was sick of me? And he was like, okay, you've already driven me 47 minutes into the night. I got to go. All right, well, he took off then. All right, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great Monday, and we will see you next time. It's a beauty way to go. Take off. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.